Look around. These aren't photos of activism. These photos are activism. And they'll continue to save lives long into the distant future. These aren't my original words, though I wish they were. Instead, this is a quote from Matthew Reamer and Leighton Brown, featured in the Bennington Museum's catalog describing the work of photographer Donna Ann McAdams and her retrospective performative acts. I recently met up with Donna on her farm in northern Vermont and asked her about how the title came about for this exhibition.
So I was really lucky because I was approached by an old friend, John Kalacki, who is a representative in South Burlington. And we've known each other since the 90s for a really, really long time. And he actually approached me about wanting to do an exhibition of my work because we both lived in Vermont now, and he felt that Vermonters needed to have a sense of who I was and what my work was. So it was John Kalacki. And John Kalacki came up with that title, Performative Acts. And basically it came from our relationship with performance art and the live arts performing, which is what I did a lot of back in the day and what he curated and supported a lot of. So it was actually John Kalacki's brilliant title, not mine.
While the title speaks specifically to performance art and is a direct connection to the Shakespearean adage of life as a stage, there is something else I experienced while viewing Donna's work. The exhibit, which features work across Donna's portfolio, conjured the idea of performing and the ways that we may be conscious and unconscious of who we are within various spaces based on who sees us and how they see us. What is a performative act? When is it called for based on who is watching? Donna's work erodes the boundary between the photographer and the subject, and it is no performance. Take the photo featured in the back wall, one of the few directly in the center of the narrow hallway, which is labeled in the catalog as Donna Ann McAdams and Mamie Jones. One will notice that unlike the other photos in this exhibition, this photo, along with others in the center wall from the series, The Garden of Eden, also has some color that has been applied using oil pastel and colored pencil. Between 1983 and 1998, Donna spent 15 years of her work doing participatory photography with individuals afflicted by mental illness and homelessness in New York City. This work included workshops, and during one of those sessions, as shared within the Bennington Museum catalog, one of the women started to draw on her own photo, which informed the way Donna proceeded for future workshops. This is one of many ways that Donna becomes collaborator with those in the photos while illustrating a bigger point that speaks to an intimacy and relationship between Donna and her subjects that is palpable through all her images, not just the one I described. In our interview, Donna and I talked about her experiences as a white female photographer, about the idea of the artists and their work as agents of change versus the act of creation as the change, and about what she has learned from her mistakes in her career.
I think a mistake that I have made in the past, or I could make in the future, was not really understanding why I was there, why I was with a camera, and what I was doing. So I like to have a sense of, I don't want to go out and just take pictures. I want to make pictures. I want to be able to understand who it is that I'm photographing. However, if you look at my street work, I'm very guilty of just going out and taking pictures. And I continue to do that. I mean, I spent a year in Rome photographing on the street, particularly at the Vatican, and I liked photographing pilgrims coming to that space. It was this big white marble space, kind of like a beach. So that was, but I don't actually think that was a mistake. But I think a mistake that I made in the past was thinking that I could actually change things with my work. just the pictures are not enough to make change. What you need to do to make change is to actually be physically present on the line, on the protest line, in the wherever it is that you are working or whatever the community is that you're working with. Taking a picture is not enough. You have to be active and proactive with who it is that you're photographing and the community that you're sharing your process with.
What struck me most about this and the whole conversation is the way Donna was candid in turning the lens on herself while also creating space for the people featured in her work. Even though she created these images, she is clear about who truly owns them.
People say, well, it's your legacy, but it's not my legacy. It's their legacy. It's the legacy of everybody who's stood before me and let me take their photograph, make their photograph, share their life for a 250th of a second. So the work technically is mine, but it really isn't mine. So I think that the work belongs to all the people that I've photographed over the years, whether they're alive or whether they're dead or whatever their community might be or still is. So yes, it's mine, but it isn't mine. It belongs to the world, actually.
As you take a trip to the Bennington Museum to see performative acts, you will find yourself invited into these images in the way that Donna explains that the images do not really belong to her. The humility I experienced will capture you, or maybe you will be enveloped by the level of intimacy that is created between you and what you are viewing within each image captured by Donna Ann McAdams.